We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Folks still reacting to the last segment, Lee, talking about the vape hysteria and what happened at a Wisconsin children's hospital. Where the doctors, the kind of pneumonia that this vaping thing is causing is extremely rare. Basically, you get a kind of pneumonia that affects your entire lung. Normally, it's one or two lobes.
Mm-hmm.
It's very rare to see that. Usually, it's like cancer patients, people who are older and very sick. And yet, the teenager comes in with it. And the first one they saw, I mean, the doctors freaked out. This was in June. And this is, again, in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And, I mean, they assembled a whole team to try to figure out what was going on. They pulled in specialists from across the hospital, pulmonology, infectious disease, pathology, immunology, oncology. They took a lung biopsy. They'd never seen this, right? So doctors get excited about stuff they haven't seen, you know. They get bored, too.
Yes.
And, they were shocked when a second kid came in. Then a third. Then 4th of July weekend hit. Several more. And, I mean, they're just deathly ill. And so the doctor says this specific injury is very rare. I've seen it probably once in 25 years, so three in a week. It's like, this has to be something different, said Dr. D'Andrea. And so, they tried everything. They just went through a ton of questions about lifestyle, couldn't find any link. And they finally went, let's ask them some questions the parents aren't around. Maybe something nobody's telling us here. And guess what they were vaping? They were vaping, number one, but number two, THC.
Yeah.
Nearly all of them, and they suspect, they say, that the ones that would not fess up to doing that were doing it too. It's that same THC in lipid. It's highly concentrated. This is not your daddy's marijuana. So, anyway, they talk about then finding out they busted a group selling, 5,000 THC cartridges a day. This is apparently really big with teens. So I was just making the point, as usual, we don't want to have a conversation about what's actually going on here. We want to talk about vaping. We don't want to talk about marijuana because marijuana's hot. It's hip. We don't want to think about that. We don't talk about it. Politicians don't want to seem anti-marijuana. So we talk about vaping and we start, banning vape juice flavors. Texter on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line writes, Tara, electronic cigarettes have been in proof of concept phase since the late 1980s. There is probably nearly four decades of experience with this stuff. It has absolutely zero to do with public health. Government doesn't give a damn about public health. Government cares about money. I mean, it's what I was saying. I mean, these vape products have been around for nearly a decade. Yet we didn't start getting this till now. Oddly, it corresponds with the new hip hot THC vape thing. It's the combination of THC, which is extracted from pot, and vape equipment that seems to cause this problem. Now, we don't know what it is. We don't know if it's what they're preserving it with, if it's the THC itself, it's some sort of bacteria. I don't know. But no one seems to want to find out, at least not in the coverage of this. It's being blamed on vaping, and the THC angle just barely covered.
Yeah, that does seem odd.
Drives me nuts.
Yeah, it does seem odd because that seems to be where the link is. If vaping in and of itself were causing this, and you were seeing this with other folks who are not using the concentrated THC, then, I think that the criticism would be justified. But, quite honestly, if it is the folks who are, vaping this concentrated THC oil that we're talking about, then that's where the problem lies. The combination of the vaping and the concentrated THC, that's where the issue is.
I wish for just once in this, in this country, we're like a big dysfunctional family, right? You ever see one of those families, they fight and fight and fight, but they don't actually ever fight about their actual issues, the underlying ones? That's us. That's us. This is just another example of it. And again, every one of the six that got so much attention because they died, and we hate that, every one of them vaped THC.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it is? Oh, it's the flavors! It's the flavors. Let's get rid of the flavors that are popular with teens. Okay, can we talk about the gorilla in the room, please? Texter writes, you can bet big tobacco is behind the vaping overreaction. Oh, yeah, you know that. Texture writes, Big Tobacco will no doubt fund research to help destroy the vaping industry if they can. I just want to know why we haven't had this till kids started vaping THC.
Yeah.
I just want to know that.
That seems to be the storyline there.
Speaking of things of which we cannot speak, new study in the journal Science about plastic straws found a few interesting things. You want to hear what those were?
Absolutely, yes.
Yes. Okay, because you asked the brilliant question, Lee. How do my plastic straws from here in, you know, Greenville make it out to the ocean
Exactly. I'm still not waiting for an answer on that.
Yes. Because what they do is they pick them out of your trash and then they ship them to the ocean.
Okay. So we've got a plastic straw smuggling campaign going from landfills to the coast.
Yep. Absolutely. And so that's why you should not have any plastic straws here in Greenville. I mean, you know, I've had several now gone to places around Greenville. It's happened two times to me in one vineyard where they don't even offer me a plastic straw. They just give me a paper one. I'm like, well, wait a minute. It's all going in landfill. Okay, a couple things. This is interesting. New study. Plastic straws are actually better for the planet than paper straws.
Okay.
Here's why.
All right.
You see one of those plastic recycling bins?
Yeah.
You can put your plastic straw in there and it can be recycled. The paper ones cannot.
Well, they decompose.
No, they're actually not biodegradable. The paper would be if it wasn't treated with the stuff they put on it.
I got news for you. Every one of those darn paper straws I've used recently collapses before you're done with the drink to begin with. Don't tell me it doesn't decompose.
Well,
it's
it
already
does.
Starting it while I'm drinking the darn thing.
But the covering on it is what doesn't decompose. It's what doesn't break down. Now, listen to this. Study in Science Journal found. This is how stupid this country is sometimes. Revealed 275 million metric tons of plastic was dumped into oceans worldwide, right? The United States contributed less than 1% of that.
But we're the ones that got to do without the plastic
straws. Right. Now, plastic straws accounted for less than 1% of the less than 1% the U.S. dumps into the ocean. In fact, even climate scientists and activists involved in the study struggled to see any noticeable effects of a nationwide straw ban. Why? Quote, plastic straws are only a tiny fraction of the problem, less than 1% of 1%. So why do this, right? Jim Loop, co-director of the, this is the key. Jim Loop, co-director of the Stanford Center for Ocean Solutions, says the crucial challenge, and by the way, he admits banning plastic straws doesn't do anything. But he says the crucial challenge is to ensure that these bans are just a first step. Now we're getting there.
What's the next step? Going to do without ice or?
Because, you know, that is, you put too much ice in the ocean.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. That might work. But anyway.
Something bad will happen or something. Offering a net. Okay, so he says, okay, the crucial challenge is to ensure that these bans are just a first step, offering a natural place to start with low-hanging fruit. So long as it's part of a much more fundamental shift away from single-use plastics across the chains of these companies and our economy. See where they're going with this? Mm. We're conditioning the public for bans of a lot of stuff.
Like what?
He doesn't say.
Okay, that's the issue.
Leap, the Stanford Center for Ocean Solutions environmentalist, acknowledged the futile act of removing plastic straws from American life. Doesn't matter. Note, the Federalist writes, note, though, that his goal is instead to increasingly ban more and more products we all use. This is conditioning exercise.
That slippery slope once again, and it's starting with plastic straws.
Yeah, because, I mean, how many times have you been, you're sitting there in a fast food place, whatever, right, and maybe they hand you now a paper straw, and you're looking at it as you poke it through the plastic lid?
Yeah. That's a good point.
You know? Yeah. Well, thank God I didn't use a plastic straw here.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't think that plastic lid could choke a tuna? It's absurd. Texter writes, first they take away our sodas. Now we don't need the straw.
Well, there you go.
Oh, geez. Okay. Yeah. So this is where they go. So they want to start conditioning you. And I think eventually they'll work up to the hamburger, right?
Oh, they're already doing that.
But they're going to work up to it.
Already doing that.
All right. Real quick, let's jump on the line with Sam in Spartanburg. Hey, Sam.
Yes, Tara. How you doing?
Good.
What happens when you turn a vapor when the vapor turns back to its regular property, turns to water, right? It's not.
Wait,
the
wait,
pH
hold on.
See,
I'm sorry. Say that again. I couldn't understand you. What would you, what happens when a what?
We turn water into a vapor. It turns back into water.
Yep.
But the THC is in the oil base. So once you vaporize oil, once it turns back to a regular property, it's going to turn into a plastic, like a polymer. And so what's happening is the polymer is not in the lungs up, which is causing the oxygen sensors not to register right in the lungs. And that's why the kids having a problem right there.
You know, Sam, it makes sense. Wouldn't surprise me. I mean, the idea of taking oil into your lungs, much less oil loaded with THC.
Yeah, I don't think it's too much to have anything to do with the THC. It's the fact that you're changing the property of oil into a vapor, and then when it turns back, it's turning into a polymer, which is lining the lungs up. So that's all I had to add to it.
Yep, and, you know, hopefully they'll eventually get to the bottom of that, Sam, but it's a great point. Texter writes, hey, Tara, this is on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, if you want to join the conversation. If we let the environmental wackos have their way, we will be drinking out of coconut shells and using plantain leaves as plates, just like on Gilligan's Islands. Holy, we laugh now, but you know how they are.
Hey, the professor will come up with an alternative, okay, on Gilligan's Island.
Can I confess something?
You've never watched Gilligan's Island.
No, I have. I watched I thought the professor was hot. Nobody else was into him. I was really into him.
See, the real question is Marianne or Ginger. I always went back and forth on that.
Did you ever select?
Haven't, no.
No. I always thought Marianne. I was more of a Marianne
I just think
person.
Ginger was too high maintenance. Marianne was always, yeah.
Plus, you're a redhead, right? You don't want another redhead. That doesn't work.
That's right.
Nah, you want something exotic, like a farm girl, right?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, yes, Tara, we poke our plastic straws through the plastic lid on the styrofoam cup. Yep, new study in the journal Science. All this plastic straw chucking doesn't make any kind of measurable difference in the amount of plastic in the ocean, since plastic straws are 1% of 1% of the plastic pollution in the ocean. U.S. only does 1% of the pollution, and plastic straws are less than 1%. Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating that this guy who worked on the study, he's from the Stanford University Center for Ocean Solutions, admits, Professor Jim Leap, the plastic straw ban won't make any difference. It's conditioning. The crucial challenge, he said, is to ensure that these bans are just a first step. Offering a natural place to start with low-hanging fruit, so long as it's part of a much more fundamental shift away from single-use plastics across value chains in the economy. God, you got to love the left. They're brilliant. Does anybody on our side ever go, well, we'll gradually condition this, society to accept whatever crazy scheme we want to enact this week? No, we don't think that way. Normal people don't think that way, but these people do. It's always steps with them. When you agree to something with the left, when you compromise, you think the issue is over. No. You've just been involved in a multi-step process. And the multi-step process always leads to taking away some sort of freedom that you currently have every time. Texter writes, need to ban plastic utensils so the sharks can't use them as shanks to kill seals. No, seriously. Every time you go into a restaurant, what's right there? Plastic knives, plastic spoon, plastic fork. Have these people complained about that one iota? No, they have not. It's just the straws. It's insane. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I've noticed that liberals live with hatred of how others live. Once they've determined what is good and proper in their minds, everyone else must conform. It's not enough to tolerate alternative lifestyles. You must celebrate it. Yes. Ding, 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 ding. What did they tell us with gay marriage? Listen, we can agree to disagree, okay? Nobody's going to be forced. This was right after the ruling. Nobody's going to be forced to accept any. Oh, look there. Don't want to participate in a ceremony. Don't want to make the invitations. Don't want to photograph it. Don't want to make a cake. Say bye-bye to your business license. Oh, and here's your fine, $200,000. We're going to Hoover it right out of your bank account. Did you see the two ladies that do wedding invitations? Did you see this? Just had a major ruling on this. This is how insane the left is. They tell you, oh, we're not going to force you to celebrate or participate. Oh, yes, they will. Oh, yes, they will. Compliance is never optional. Listen to this. This is what just happened. Did you see this? These two store owners, they don't want to make invitations for a gay wedding. Look, if you're gay, you shouldn't have to make invitations for a straight wedding. I'm fine with that. They're Christians. Arizona Supreme Court just ruled in a 4-3 close decision. They don't have to go to prison for not making the wedding invitations. Weren't they just telling us a couple years ago, listen, we're all going to agree to disagree. We're going to live peacefully together over this gay marriage issue. Yeah, that lasted 5 minutes. This is where the plastic straw thing is going too.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
New study in the journal Science. Bans on plastic straws will accomplish absolutely nothing. Remove less than 1% of less than 1% of the plastic from our ocean ways. Stanford University professor even admitting, it won't make any difference. We can't find any difference. We're just banning the plastic straws in order to condition society so that we can ban other stuff. Well, like pretty much everything that's plastic. Can you imagine? I mean, look, as you go through your day, like everything's plastic. They're going to ban everything. Folks, they will not be happy until you're living in a cave with no meat, like none. You can't eat any. No car, living in a cave. I mean, they're not going to live in a cave. They're going to live in the Taj Mahal. They'll keep their temperature set at whatever they want. But not you. No, not you. Not the peons. Matt in Easley is on the line. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Tara. Just two quick comments. You just pretty much mentioned it when you said condition society. I'd put it differently. It's a good way to get it in people's mind and start the conversation because it's in your hand and in your mouth and in front of your face every day. Nobody sees or talks about the shrink wrap that everything that they buy at Walmart was wrapped in when it was on a pallet. But that's the biggest one in the ocean is shrink wrap from shipping containers and pallets.
Hmm.
And the 1% statistic, I think it depends on where you assign, was it created in America or was it thrown away in America? Like, you know, we create a lot of plastic shrink wrap around pallets and ship it all over the world, and then they chuck it in the ocean. We can't control what they do with it. So we're involved in it, but it's shrink wrap's the bad guy.
Well, I mean, I guess that's going to all have to go, too. The worst polluters on Earth, according to the Journal Science study that just came out, is China and, hold on, I'll tell you. I had it right in front of me here. I don't know. China's one of them.
Probably India, per capita, you know, how many people there are.
Would make sense. Let's see. Yeah, darn, I can't find it. I'll dig it up and figure it out.
All right, well, it's an interesting topic. I just think it's good to be aware of it and start talking about it. Smokey the Bear was silly when he came out, but forest fires are bad.
No. Forest fires are bad? Dang! I'm going to remember that next time I go camping. I'm not setting anything on fire. Who knew? All right, folks, This whole Christine blah blah Ford thing, this whole Kavanaugh thing, folks, you got to look at, I'm telling you, CBS News got the closest. I couldn't believe CBS reported this. CBS just reported the real bombshell on Kavanaugh is Christine Blasey Ford's allies pressuring and threatening key witnesses. Okay, to understand what's just happened here, you just saw a second coup by the FBI. They have expanded their coup from Trump to the Supreme Court. They want to control the behavior of the Supreme Court. They want to help the Democrats do it. That is the way you understand this. It is the exact same MO. Clinton lawyers partner with the FBI to make up lies. They feed them through illegal leaks to the media. This is the same dang MO. Okay, let me tell you what's going on here. Okay, let's go back to Christine blah blah Ford. Remember the accuser of Kavanaugh? CBS just reported, I can't believe they did this, the real bombshell that the Times missed was also in the book on Kavanaugh by the two New York Times reporters. What was it? Christine blah blah Ford's friend, Leland Kaiser. Leland Kaiser, they're still friends to this day. They both agree on that. She claimed Kaiser was at the party. Kaiser, yeah, man, Leland, my main woman, she'll back me up. Now, remember, at the time, Kaiser said, and we're going to get back to the FBI. I'm going to tell you how it all relates. Remember last summer, Kaiser said, I don't have any confidence. Okay, wait. Last summer, Kaiser said, Ms. Kaiser does not refute Dr. Ford's account. As she has already told the press, she believes Dr. Ford's account. This is what she said last summer. But, however, the simple and unchanged truth is she's unable to corroborate. So remember, she said, well, you know, I believe my friend. I believe something happened, but I just can't corroborate her exact story. She has now come forward. This is CBS News reporting this. She's now come forward, the friend, Leland Kaiser, and say, I was pressured. I was pressured by Christine blah blah Ford's friends to change my story when I knew it was fake. That's the bombshell. Now, Leland Kaiser, good friend of Christine blah blah Ford, says she lacks confidence in Ford's account. We spoke multiple times to Kaiser. This is the reporters from the New York Times writing, who said that she can't recall the get together with Kavanaugh or any others like it. In fact, she challenged Ford's accuracy. Quote, those facts together, I don't recollect, and it just doesn't make any sense, Kaiser said about blah blah Ford's story. Why'd she change her story back? Why'd she change it? Initially, she's like, dude, didn't happen. That's a lie. But then she tells, then CBS reports, Christine blah blah Ford's friends start pressuring her and she changes her story. Well, you know, it might have happened. I just don't remember. Okay, that'll work. Who was the friend who pressured Leland Kaiser to change her story? Ah, even CBS doesn't report that. Who was it? FBI agent Monica McLean. Remember Monica McLean? Ford's other friend? You know, from the New York field office? Good friend of Preet Bharara? Who hates Trump? That Monica McLean? Who blah blah Ford spent a week with before she testified? Oh, look. There's the FBI again. Now, here's a weird thing. Here's the weird thing. So what do we have in both coups? Both coup attempts. We got Hillary lawyers with connections to the FBI teaming up with the FBI to smear Trump and, in this case, Kavanaugh. Well, who is it? This is Max Steyer this time. Who is it this time? It's Max Steyer. Max Steyer is who? Former Clinton attorney. Twice. Once for Bill during the impeachment and another time for Hillary on the email matter. Max Steyer. Okay. So that's the MO, right? What do we do when we want to create a Russian coup? We send a bunch of Hillary lawyers into the FBI, right? We make up lies. We leak stuff. Check. Same thing again. It's the same dang pattern. Max Steyer, Clinton attorney. Where does he go with his story? Does he go to the Judiciary Committee when they're having hearings? Oh, heck no. No, he goes to his friends at the FBI. So we know the FBI is the source of the New York Times hit piece on Kavanaugh. How do we know that? Because Max Steyer, the Clinton attorney, didn't go to the Judiciary Committee. He went to the FBI. When they say officials confirmed a story. The only people they've talked to are the officials. He didn't go to the Judiciary Committee. Who were the only people he talked to? Who were officials? The FBI. This is an FBI hit. It is the same dang MO. So let's put this together. Leland Kaiser, good friend of Christine Blah Blah Ford, wants to tell the truth about the Kavanaugh party. But she's pressured by who? Recently retired FBI agent to do what? Lie and change her story. Says who? Says CBS. We knew that at the time anyway. I reported it. It was all over the place. Now it's a year later. She feels safe from the FBI pressure. What's she doing? Telling the truth. Didn't happen. Don't believe it. Doesn't make sense. It's a year later. They need a new Kavanaugh hit piece because the Supreme Court's getting out of it. They're getting out of control. I mean, they are not ruling the way the left wants. FBI expands the coup to the to the Supreme Court. Sends in another Clinton attorney per their usual MO. Clinton attorney with FBI connections. They leak the story to the New York Times. FBI officials do. There's nobody else who had it. We know that. And they do the hit on Kavanaugh again because the Supreme Court is not behaving. I'm telling you, they want to control this country and they are damn close to doing it. That's the story. Second FBI coup, folks. There you go. Told you. There'd be hits by them on everybody the left has a problem with. And here we go, just like I said. Oh, man. From the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, I feel sorry for this guy. Texter writes, my wife will complain about plastic straws, but then throw large plastic trash bags away every day. Texter writes, the plastic straw is to pollution as Russian interference is to the 2016 election. Oh my God, I feel like I'm prepping for the SAT. You just hurt my head. Oh, I hated those. This is to that as that is to this. Oh God, my head. Makes me want to cry all over again. Texter writes, good morning, Tara. My name is Alyssa. I agree that we need to use less plastic because I worked at a glass plant and Lawrence Plastic shut the glass plant down and we lost jobs. I like drinking Pepsi and Mountain Dew out of glass. Tastes better. Just saying. I love you. Agree with everything y'all say, except the plastic. I wish we used a little bit less. Y'all have a great day. Wait. She's talking about the thing we just talked about. There's a big study, Journal Science, basically says eliminating plastic straws does nothing in terms of getting plastic out of the ocean. And one of the guys on the study, Stanford University professor, an environmentalist, said, yeah, I agree. It's a joke. This whole thing's a joke. It's not going to make any difference. He said, but we're doing this to condition the public, to get them ready for bans on everything else. It's a conditioning exercise, he said. Whoa. So, you know, I'm not defending plastic. I mean, I try to avoid plastic. I think it's funky and it's got chemicals that leach. But, I mean, you can't avoid it. It's in, like, so much stuff, right? But that's not the point. And let me tell you what. They don't care about plastic. Trust me. They don't care about pollution, plastic, or animals. They care about conditioning you to let them control every aspect of your life. Plastic is just the starting, jumping off point. And he just admitted it. No. This is about controlling your life. This isn't about... not about plastic. I don't give a damn about plastic. That's what he said. And he's an environmentalist. Texter writes, California bans plastic straws, but it's no problem handing out single-use needles. Yes, which of course are encased in plastic syringes. Texter writes, spiders are good. They eat the flies. All right, you got a point. Texter writes, Tara, would we be better off if Trump had sent that lady Barrett to the Supreme Court first? No, because of her history of white supremacy and racism. You're thinking, wait, she has a history of white supremacy and racism? Well, not at this moment. But if he appointed her, she would in 5, 4, 3, 2. Oh, look, another leak from the FBI. Backed up by no one. With no witnesses. But they say it's true, so she must be a white supremacist. Folks, they'll just make it up. They made it up on Kavanaugh. They can't use rape again. So the only one other one they got is racist. I'm telling you, whoever they appoint next will have a history of racist actions and remarks. I don't even know who the person is yet. It doesn't matter. They've already got the file ready to go. I guarantee you. Guarantee. Okay, coming up next, did the Navy just admit UFOs are real?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.